No, he told her, there will be one final joust between the Hound and the Knight of Flowers. But Sansa had the right of it after all. A few moments later, Sir Loras Tyrell walked back onto the field in a simple linen doublet and said to Sandor Clegane, I owe you my life. The day is yours, sir. I'm no sir, the Hound replied, but he took the victory and the champion's purse, and for perhaps the first time in his life, the love of the commons. They cheered him as he left the lists to return to his pavilion. As Ned walked with Sansa to the archery field, Littlefinger and Lord Renly and some of the others fell in with them. Tyrell had to know the mare was in heat, Littlefinger was saying. I swear the boy planned the whole thing. Gregor has always favored huge, ill-tempered stallions with more spirit than sense. The notion seemed to amuse him. It did not amuse Sir Barristan Selmy. There is small honor in tricks, the old man said stiffly. Small honor and 20,000 golds, Lord Renly smiled. That afternoon, a boy named Anguy, an unheralded commoner from the Dornish Marches, won the archery competition, outshooting Sir Balon Swan and Jalabar Zoe at 100 paces after all the other bowmen had been eliminated at the shorter distances. Ned sent Alan to see him out and offer him a position with the Hand's Guard, but the boy was flush with wine and victory and riches undreamed of, and he refused.